The Magic Swan.
A boy named Peter had two brothers. Peter was the youngest in his family. He was small and weak. Peter's brothers were mean. They made fun of him. When anything went wrong, they said he did it, and they made him do their work. Peter did not like his life. He wanted to find a way to make his life better. One day, Peter went into the woods. He was collecting sticks. He thought about his life. He began to cry. A little old woman heard him. She asked Peter why he was crying. Peter told her about his brothers and his hard life. The world is a big place. Why don't you find another place to live? She asked. Peter thought,
That is a good idea.
One morning, Peter left his home to start a better life. But he loved his childhood home. He sat down on a hill. He looked at his home one last time. The old woman walked up behind him. She asked, What are you going to do now, my boy? Peter did not know. The old woman knew what Peter was thinking.
I like you, Peter, she said. I will help you. But remember me when you are rich.
Peter promised not to forget her.
At sunset, the old woman said, go to the tree where the two roads meet. A man will be sleeping under the tree. He will have a beautiful swan. It will be tied to the tree. Untie the swan. Take it with you. But do not wake up the man.
Peter started to go. The old woman said, Wait, there is more. The swan is very beautiful. People will want its feathers. You must let them try to take one. But the swan will scream when it is touched. The old woman went on.
It is a magic swan. When it screams, you must say, Hold on, swan!
Then anyone touching the swan will be stuck to it. Then she gave Peter a magic stick. The old woman said,
Take this stick. Touch anyone stuck to the swan. Then he or she will not be stuck. You will catch many people with the swan. Lead them to the princess. The princess has never laughed. If you can make her laugh, you will be rich.
That night, Peter did as she said. He found the swan and untied it. Peter took the swan down the road. Peter met some men working by the road. They all thought the swan was beautiful. A dirty young man asked for one of the swan's feathers. Peter told the man to pull one out. The man touched the swan. The swan screamed.
Hold on, swan! Peter yelled.
The young man was stuck to the bird. He could not get away. The others laughed as the young man yelled for help. A young girl heard him yelling. She ran to see what was wrong. When she tried to help the young man, the swan screamed.
Hold on, swan! Peter yelled.
The girl became stuck to the young man. Peter led them down the road. On the way, they met a chimney sweep. The man looked at the swan and the people. He laughed and laughed. The girl begged him to help her. The chimney sweep gave her his hand, but the swan screamed.
Hold on, swan,
Peter called. Now the chimney sweep was stuck to the girl. Peter led them down the road to a village. He saw a lot of people. The people were watching a circus. A clown was doing some tricks. Suddenly, he saw Peter's swan. The clown's eyes became very big. The chimney sweep asked the clown for help. But when the clown touched his hand, the swan screamed. Peter called out, and the clown became stuck too. After that, no one wanted to help. Peter led them to the castle. From the castle, a carriage came out to the road. Inside the carriage was the princess. The princess looked at them. She started to laugh. The king heard that the princess laughed. He was so happy. He wanted to see the magic swan too. When he saw it, he laughed until he cried. The king turned to Peter.
You made my daughter laugh, so you can have 1,000 gold coins. Or you can have land for a house.
Peter said,
I will take the land.
Then he took the magic stick and touched everyone. The people quickly ran away from Peter and the swan. The princess thought the swan was beautiful. She wanted to touch its feathers, but when she did, the swan screamed.
Hold on, swan! Peter said.
That is how the princess became Peter's wife. After that, the swan flew away. Peter never saw it again. Peter did not forget the old woman. She became their head housekeeper. The three of them lived together in their new castle on Peter's land. And they were all very happy. Thank you.